File 6. We Can Be Heroes. Session 1. The Best Hero Ever. Pages 92 to 95. Listen and understand. Page 93. Listen and understand. 2.
Listen to this family's conversation about heroes. Who is the most heroic? What's on TV tonight?
Guess what? A new episode of Heroes.
Oh, great! I love them!
What's the story?
It's a story of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. It's interesting because these people don't choose to become heroes. They simply discover their special powers in strange circumstances.
Well, it sounds good, but I prefer real heroes. Take Bono, for example. He's a fantastic musician. Idealistic, but practical as well. Do you know he's one of the richest men in Ireland?
Is he a hero because he's a rich singer?
No, of course not. But he spends a lot of time and money to help poor people. He shows bravery and courage. He uses his power and influence to change things in Africa. That's heroic, isn't it?
You're right. There are heroes all around us. Have you heard about Dame Tanny Gray? She's one of the most incredible athletes. She's in a wheelchair, and she's won lots of awards. In spite of her handicap, she managed to achieve her dreams. I think she's the best woman athlete ever, isn't she? Her victories show that mental strength is the most important.
Absolutely, Mum. You know, today, our history teacher told us about Naomi, a girl in the sixth form. She's actually very short, and she did the most extraordinary thing. She managed to cross the Andes and raise money for charity. I think her journey was really heroic, and she is real.
Well, my TV heroes aren't real, that's for sure. But they make people dream, and that's quite a challenge too.
In the end, there isn't a lot of difference between ordinary heroes and superheroes.
Yes, Dad. As you always say, it's what you do with your life and your talents that's important.
You're right. So, what are you going to do with your life tonight, Dad? Are you going to do something extraordinary?
How about watching Heroes? I think I could give it a go.